It's a long process that you are taking. It's like trying to meet those points. First, I'll tell you, clarify that. If you try to remove one obstacle after another, it will take long, very long, because these forces which support each of these points, I'll tell you what are the obstacles, but they will stand in the way. They will bring a cosmic army. So the approach that is advised, as Mother said so beautifully, she quoted a mystic. Most likely it was Inayat Khan, the famous mystic who was also very, you know, renowned musician. So she said that a well-known mystic told once that it is no use washing the stains one by one. One must change the whole dress. So if you try to remove, like I have an anger issue, I want to remove, you'll see that 20 years he'll be dragging on. So the stress should be, I want to find my soul, positive. Now, automatically, as you proceed, you will see something will come in the way. And what will come in the way? For each one, it will be different. It's not like a list. How will you know? You will see that as you are inching closer to the soul, you feel a growing peace, a growing faith, a growing devotion, a growing sense of surrender, an urge for progress, a deeper compassion, gratitude. All these are psychic qualities. So you will see the emergence by the very fact that you want to reach there. Then you will see certain movements which will veil it. Okay, so you will start removing them. You will automatically, because you want to reach there. It's like, you know, you want to reach and meet somebody whom you deeply love. So will you start engaging with the dogs on the way, or your whole thing will be to reach? Right? You got the answer. So this should be the first aspect. Later on, you will have to come back to clear this passage. So first step is in a kind of workable change in nature, which doesn't come much in the way. Workable change. So workable change means strong egoism is obviously harmful, because it'll sit on the road. Even in relation to the divine, it will come on the way. Okay. Divine is not doing things according to my wish, so we will label him. He is cruel, he is this, that. So strong egoism. Vanity is a very dangerous thing. I know it. Now if you know it, divine will say, okay, there is nothing that, you know. So we have to stay in a state of humility. So turn it into a positive state. Instead of saying I must fight with vanity, say that I must be humble. Humble before the divine, because it's infinite. Similarly, instead of saying, oh, hatred, jealousies, lust, they are very strong emotions. So what they do is, passions, they will rise up and cloud the consciousness. See what happens when people are angry. It clouds. So you can't go. If in anger you try to meditate, it's just not possible, because it'll fill the space, thoughts, everything with that. Okay, so what do we do? You can't conquer anger immediately, but at least make it reasonable. Okay, make it that, you know, it's coming in the way of my goal. I shouldn't be so reasonable. I shouldn't justify my anger. This we can do. It's within. So this is called in yoga as sattva sansuddhi. A sattvic instead of a blatantly rajasic aspect of nature. And the Gita makes it very beautiful. It says that there are two types of human beings. One, the rajasic gravitating towards the tamasic. Moved by egoism, moving towards tamas, all the darkness, violence. The other is rajasic moving towards sattva. Which means bringing it under the control of the mental, a higher mental, not just a mental, but something, you know, more luminous, that this is not the way to be, you know, I can't be so outrightly rude, so blatantly. So this will allow enough leeway for you to enter the psychic. Then it is the presence of the psychic which will start transforming. Automatically it will bring that thing in nature, you know, when one is angry, one will feel, what is happening? Such a beautiful state I have lost. You know, and then it will bring the sense of beauty. There are three things that psychic expresses itself. One is that divine. But before you, because divine remains a concept for everyone. But as human beings, if many people, if you say divine, then they, okay, this is something religious and all. But there are three things towards which the psychic is naturally attracted, and they must be developed. And that is truth, good and beauty. So whenever we violate truth, whenever we violate beauty, the sense of beauty, beauty in speech, action, thought, feelings, so 100 things will do it. So if you think in terms of the what comes in the way, the list is very long. We read from Sri Aurobindo. But if you say, what are the main things? Well, doubts in the mind. Okay. Turbulent emotions in the heart, extremely selfish, which only want for oneself. They don't love for the lover's sake, but they love for one's own sake. So there is, as a reaction, you have jealousies, spirit of domination and possession. All these are hatred, just the opposite. Then out of that arises anger, raga, dvesh. What I like, I find it pleasant. Now, moment you admit it, that I will associate only with things which are pleasant, next moment you will have anger. The moment you encounter. So that is called raga, dvesh. Okay, so attachments come in the way of true love. Attachment means the other person should do the way I believe. The other person should dress in a certain way, speak in a certain way, believe in a certain way. Why? Because I love. But it's not love, it is attachment. Okay, love is on a ground of freedom. Similarly, untruth. If we start speaking untruth too much, indulge in it, it is a big harm. So again, you know, if we don't want to speak truth, stay silent. You can't always say what is true, but remain silent. So there is a whole range of things. Then there are the classical six enemies of the soul. Shadripus, as they are called. So they are called Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Madsar. So Kama is lust. Krodha is anger. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, greed. To possess everything. Lust. It's like a lusting after. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha. False attachment. Okay. Attachment is both within, to an idea. So you want the person whom you love should be also like that. When I am attached to the country, I want people to vote for a party, follow a certain program. So attachment takes us away from truth. Okay. So moha, mad, vanity, false pride. And matsar is jealousy. These are the six dangerous enemies of the soul. Of these, one of the most dangerous, which is not mentioned in this list of six, which mother speaks of, the greatest impurity is fear. Because what happens, spirituality is about widening. Fear is about shrinking. So all of them, see, will bring you fear. Oh, I'll lose this. I'll lose that. So you want to possess outwardly. You want to dominate outwardly. But because of the fear. So fear has many forms. Then fear is the great ally of death. So this, but ultimately the four great asuras which mother speaks of are falsehood, truth becomes falsehood, suffering. Some people love suffering, love for suffering. It is a very unhealthy thing. Then falsehood, suffering, unconsciousness. These powers act by creating unconsciousness. And finally, death and darkness. So these are the four ultimately behind at the root. So the list is very long. First thing is find the psychic. Doesn't matter. Bring a little sattvic element in nature and it will make the field reasonably clear. It will allow your plane to take off. You have not cleared the field. But if there is too much of storm, the flight cannot take off. Just create a reasonable state of balance and peace. It's enough for the journey to the psychic. Then psychic will bring the change. And then of course the higher consciousness and all that we know.